Top of the fifth in Meyer Grove, our final game of Region 15C as Dan Berg into the batter's box. Looks at a first pitch ball from Ethan Vogt. Second pitch is hit in the air to left center field. Going over is Van Beck. He will call and catch on the run. Nice play by Will for out number one.
Shading him just perfect. Boy, Kevin Kiefler always right there, though, too. We talk about Kevin Kramer's speed. Kevin Kiefler has that speed, too.
The KK boys in center, each of them. Covering plenty of ground.
As I think they're the same age.
Are they?
Yep.
Brendan Ashton to the plate. That pitch in there for a strike. I know Kiefler was an 11 grad.
Yeah, I think that was Kramer as well.
One strike the count to Ashton. Ethan right back. That pitch missing low. Evening it up at 1-1. Winner of this, the 2 seed. Losers, the 3 seed. When the brackets come out later tonight. 1-1 pitch to Ashton. Cracked foul. Moves our count to 1-2. 1-2 the count. Vogt in his third inning of relief work now. As the two-strike pitch missing low will even it up at 2-2. As Ethan's 2-2 offering, off-speed tapped foul by Ashton. Count remains at 2-2.
Ethan's got him reaching out at these pitches.
As the two-strike pitch, that's hit on the ground, fair down the left field line, past the diving Winter at third. Ashton will check in at first base with a sharp single.
That time, Ethan Vogt came with a pitch that Brendan Ashton kept his weight back, Kirby. He hit that off that back foot, kept all that weight back, and drove through the zone.
It's a nice catch by you, seeing that those off-speed pitches that he was chunking foul, he was well in front of.
Yeah.
Keep balanced and back. He does that, and now he's at first after the single. Carter Block to the plate. Carter had a good game one today as a swing and a miss right there, a healthy hack.
Carter with the look on his face going, ooh, if I hit that one, it might be beans.
Be beans. One strike pitch. That is not Bean. Schmitz out into short right field. This will be trouble, actually. Wiener coming on, and Derek with the sliding catch and right makes the catch. Yeah. I thought Schmitz had more of a chance, but the ball carried farther. Wiener comes in, makes the nice sliding grab for out number two.
The winds have switched, Kirby. Did you see that?
I have. Yeah.
Earlier they were blowing from right to left, and now left to right.
So two away, as that'll bring Carson Geislinger to the plate. Into that left-handed batter's box. First pitch to Carson. Ethan pipes a strike. Big E getting ahead. 0-1 the count. The 0-1 pitch to Geislinger. That's in there for a strike as well. 0-2. Ashton aboard at first base with two away in the top of the fifth inning. Watkins up 6-0. As the right-hander set. Two-strike pitch to Geislinger. In there. Strike three. Carson. Good morning, good afternoon, good night. As unable to get the bat off the shoulder, that does it for Watkins in the fifth. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left. 4.5, 6-0 in favor of Watkins. Bottom five coming up in a minute and a half right here on KASM.
You want more from a compact utility tractor, and at Lake Henry Implement, you'll find more. More of the newest Massey Ferguson tractors, offering more versatility, more durability, and more performance. Stop by today and find out how Massey Ferguson is expanding the possibilities of what a great tractor can be and why Massey Ferguson will be the last tractor you'll ever need. Come see the Massey Ferguson compact and utility tractors at Lake Henry Implement, located on Highway 4 north of Lake Henry. When it comes to a fun night out with friends, a quick bite with the family, or just stopping in to wet your whistle on a hot day on the water, the answer time and time again is Shady's Long Shots on Highway 23 between Cold Spring and Richmond. Shady's has daily specials that keep customers coming back. Tuesday, it's $5 tacos and $3 margaritas. Wednesday, three-piece chicken dinner for $8. Thursday, it's wings and $3 rails and domestic beer. Fun is always going on at Shady's Long Shots in Cold Spring. Wishing best of luck to all the teams in this year's Region 15C tournament.
White Clover Farms in Painesville is proud to support the broadcast of the Region 15C Amateur Baseball Tournament. At White Clover Farms, they pride themselves on shipping fresh produce like rosemary, sage, thyme, mint, and much more to grocery stores all over the Midwest. If you are interested in offering fresh produce to your customers or are wondering if there is White Clover Farms produce in a store near you, give them a call at 320-243-7646. That's White Clover Farms in Painesville.
Bottom five here in Meyer Grove. It's 9-1-2 in the Saints batting order. That's Blaine Fisher, Kevin Kiefler, and Will Van Beck. They're looking to get moving here as they trail by six, Randy Rothstein.
How do you like Brendan Ashton's day, Kirby? You came to the park thinking you're going to play first base maybe one or two games and end up catching.
One or two games.
Yeah.
This is tough, unfortunate. Hopefully Lincoln's ready to go for next week when we go broadcast their game in the state tournament. Fall the ball off his foot. Is that the first inning? Yeah, it was. Hadn't even played the field yet.
No.
Pitch in there for a strike to Blaine Fisher. And that pitch in there for a strike. Did you get a final on that Sartell Rockies game?
No, they're in the seventh inning, 9-6, Sartell over the Rockies. It's after seven. So slow moving game.
Pitch hit up the middle softly, and that'll bleed into center field. Nice punch through the gut right there by Blaine Fisher. He's aboard with the second El Rosa hit through a four and change. Get him on, and now you get the top of the order.
Saints have left five base runners, so they have had some, but not a lot, with just two hits in the ball game.
For our listening audience who's never seen Dusty Kramer pitch, Randy, if you made a Stearns County League comparison, what would that be? More of an MDIC style? MDIC Schleicher?
Yeah.
Crafty, living
maybe,
on the edges?
Maybe I would say more MDIC, more Matt MDIC.
Sure. Yeah. 1-0 pitch missing outside to Kevin Kiefler. Moves our count to 2-0. Saints down by six. Got to get moving here as Kramer's 2-0 pitch. That's down and away now 3-0. We did see Carson Geislinger heated up a couple innings ago when the Saints were batting. If Kramer starts reaching the end of his rope, as Dusty's 3-0 pitch, that's low for a ball, and Kiefler has walked for the second consecutive time on four pitches. Just doesn't know how to throw that guy a strike lately.
No. Kevin's been on base all three times today. Again, we go back to that leadoff hitter, Kirby.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, find a way to get on.
So two aboard with nobody out. First pitch in there for a strike to Will Van Beck. Willie today is a couple flyouts, one to center, one to second. Sun really bright right now as that pitch popped up, fouling out of play, and Van Beck in a hole at 0-2. Saved the best weather day for last, huh?
Really did.
Perfect, comfortable. I don't see many sweatshirts today. I don't think I see any sweatshirts today, unlike yesterday. Kramer's two-strike pitch, that's popped up right field. Berg has it measured. Fisher is tagging, but he's bluffing his tag as Danny gets it in quickly for a harmless fly out to right for out number one.
Yeah, Dan hardly had a move on that ball. Kirby out in right field.
Stepping in the batter's box. Shortstop, Jackson, Peter.
So one away, and Jackson, Peter to the plate. So you get the first two guys on, Randy, and this is who you wanted up. Van Beck, Peter Dingman with a chance to get a moving. Jackson, a tough night on Friday. 0 for 3 with 3 Ks. Did have one walk. Him and Dingman that night. 0 for 7 with 7 strikeouts. How good was Scott Leeser? Well, he's that good. Their best two hitters didn't touch him. First pitch missing for a ball to Jackson. As Kramer ready. 1-0 pitch. That is below the knees for ball two. Now, what we've seen from Kramer the past few innings, Randy, is when he's fallen behind, he's kind of stayed behind. As his 2-0 pitch, that's in there for a strike. Moving our count to 2-1. 2-1 the count to the Saints shortstop. The 2-1 pitch off speed missing low moves it now to 3-1. On deck is Ashton Dingman. At second base, Blaine Fisher. At first, Kevin Kiefler. Single and walk for those two to get moving here. 3-1 pitch popped up right side. Thompson in foul territory. He'll look. Justin has a play. He makes the catch for another harmless pop out to the right side for out number two.
That's a big pitch for Dustin Kramer to get Peter.
3-1, yeah.
Oh, man. I think Jackson was reaching out on that one too, Kirby. Maybe looking to take it to right center field. Yeah, just got underneath it.
So Ashton Dingman to the plate. He's popped out a couple times here tonight. First offering from Kramer to Dingman is on the corner for a strike. This is what I'm talking about. Now when he's gotten ahead, it seems like he stays ahead here, Randy. Attacks in the zone. One strike pitch, off speed, missing off the corner. Evening it up at 1-1. Saints have been scoreless thus far. Kramer's tied them into some knots. As Dustin's 1-1 pitch, that is waved at and missed on the swing by Ashton, and he's in a hole at 1-2. 1-2 the count. Kramer trying to get out of Dodge here in the fifth. The 1-2, off speed, swing and a miss. Dingman goes out on strikes with a heavy hack on the breaker, and first and second, nobody out, is squandered by El Rosa by some nice pitching again by Dustin Kramer. No runs, one hit, no errors, two more left on base for El Rosa. Five in the books. It is 6-0 our score in favor of Watkins. On to the sixth inning. Coming up in 1 minute, we'll be with Carl Leeser right here on KASM.
Columbia Gear in Avon is proud to sponsor Region 15C Amateur Baseball on KASM Radio. The foundation of a good team comes down to its players, and Columbia Gear is looking to add to their team. Columbia Gear is one of the largest family-owned Central Minnesota employers. It's not just a job. We are providing you the opportunity to build a career with us. Benefits include great pay, benefits, paid vacation, paid holidays, 401k, low-cost health, dental, vision, and more. We are willing to train. Apply today and build your career with Columbia Gear in Avon.
Are you thinking of building or remodeling this year? Last year, the windows in your home were drafty and you were setting the thermostat higher. Now is the time to get those windows replaced with Thermotech windows available at El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa. Thermotech understands that your home is more than a shelter of the elements. It's a reflection of your style and values. Bring in your plans and ideas to El Rosa Lumber. Their staff will guide you to picking out the Thermotech windows for your home. Keep your home warm and looking good with Thermotech windows and El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa.
Kramer. On to the sixth inning. Dustin Kramer, Gavin Mathias due up here for Watkins as they'll get their looks at Ethan Vogt. El Rosa, big right-hander. And his first pitch fouled away by Kramer. Ethan right back. His one-strike pitch waved at by Kramer, and he's in a hole at 0-2. 0-2 the count as we are welcomed now into the booth with the region champion, Carl Leeser, back-to-back region champs. Congratulations, Carlos.
Well, thanks, Kirby and Randy. It's been a fun run.
What's it been like to have Saturday and Sunday off?
Well,
different.
Way different. I can't remember ever doing that, actually. I think we've always go the hard way.
Kramer
strikes. They must think I'm getting older and they're worried about my heart or something.
can't handle those late ones anymore as Kramer strikes out for out number one. Brings Gavin Mathias to the plate as Vogt's first offering to Gavin, missing low for a ball. You got, you talked about it when we talked to you last year after you clinched your state berth, and you talked about your young team. You know, you got the young bucks of Morris and Gable and Arsenal and Schmitz and Reeder. It's nice to have that mix where you got Kyle, Scott, and Brian, kind of the old dogs, and then the young bucks running around.
Yeah, it's a great mix. I mean, just fun to watch them guys compete together. And obviously, them young kids, they've been winners all through high school and just continuing on. We get behind, they don't get shook. They just keep grinding, and it's just fun to watch. It's amazing. It's awesome when you got guys like Kyle and Scott and Brian. They're leaders, no doubt about that. And
four-pitch walk issue to Gavin Mathias, but you talk about that leadership that those guys provide. Kind of makes it easy on the old manager every now and then where you don't have to do many mound visits. You don't have to do many pep talks because those guys are lighting the fire.
Yeah, I don't have to talk a whole lot. I make out the lineup, call a game on the field. And
go to the meeting.
Yeah, I go to the meetings. There you go. No, there. And I wouldn't do this if it wouldn't be for Kyle Pride to take over or something, but I want him to play. I know what he can do, and it's just fun to watch him play and compete with these young kids. You can see he's a high school coach. He knows his stuff. And Scott, he's a college level coach. And Brian's right there, too.
There goes the runner as Geislinger takes a ball pitch down to her throw down to second. Nobody was covering. It scoots into short center field. Mathias is going to try for third. He's going to make third. Randy, a little mix-up up the gut for the Saints there. Both guys backing up. Nobody covering the bag.
Yeah, that ball taking an odd hop, too. It'll be a throwing error on the catcher, Fisher. And so at third base with one out is Gavin Mathias.
Mathias checks in at third, and the Saint infield staying back. So they're going to concede a run here if Nolan gets it on the ground to short second or first. As vote set, his 1-1 pitch to Geislinger's chopped foul at the plate. Little cue shot right there.
You know, Carl, a lot of people remembering St. Martin's trip to the state tournament last year. And, hey, guys, I mean, you played well. You got no hit, though, a couple times out there. You won a ball game.
Yep.
And it's like you talk about the players maturing, though, now. And I think you're a better hitting team this year.
Absolutely.
Along with the pitching, right?
Absolutely. We're pretty deep pitching. Obviously, we got a horse in Scotty. And I don't know, the other night, Ben threw just a gem.
I mean, it
was awesome. It's just fun to watch these guys compete. And this, they're all got everybody's back. They're not, nobody's individual. I mean, obviously, Scott's a horse. What more can you say? I mean, but he supports Ben 100% of the time. And still got a guy like Brian sitting there, and he didn't even throw in a region.
He didn't need him.
Well, he threw back. He throws as hard as a pitcher does back to his pitcher usually. Yeah. But yeah.
Nolan Geislinger punches one right up the gut through that Saint infield as he gets his third hit here in game number two today for Nolan. He's having a day. As across the score was Mathias, it's now 7-0 in favor of Watkins, and that'll bring Justin Thompson to the plate. You talk about that 1-2, Carl, as going on the pitch is Geislinger, the throw to second base, and out at second base. Fisher guns down Nolan Geislinger. He's got ceiling for out number two, but you talk about that 1-2 punch. Obviously, number one, Leeser's going to get it a lot, but to fall back and have a guy like Ben, it's just such a luxury.
Oh, it's so fun to have a guy like that back there, and he just totally respects Scott 100% of the time, and but the other night when he's pitching, it was like he didn't even look at me in between innings, and I left him alone. I know how competitive Ben is, and he just wants the ball too. And usually he gets a little tired about the fifth, sixth inning, so I kept looking, and he kept walking the other way. And I said, I'm going to leave him alone.
What do you do? I mean, and when he's getting outs, it's tough to – I know you got Scotty to come in, and you're talking about last Saturday as Thompson pops this one up. But it's he's mowing him down. It's tough to take him out of the game.
Oh,
so,
no doubt.
Carl, congrats again on the region championship as Thompson flies out. That does it for Watkins. Congrats on the championship. Enjoy the another weekend off next weekend.
Yeah.
We'll catch you in a couple weeks, okay?
Yeah, hopefully you get a game or two in here in the next week and go from there. And I guess I want to thank you guys for doing what you're doing. It's so amazing that Central Minnesota can have two guys that spend a lot of time at the field and just support the people that can't get to the games. And
can Kirby and I ride the Martin jet?
Oh, okay. I know, Randy, you visited us after a ride. I know that. The Donnie Heinen days.
Yeah.
I think we had a little fun.
You bet. Have some more, Carl.
All right.
Congratulations.
Take care.
Again.
You bet.
Carl Leeser, manager of the Martins. For the Clippers there in the sixth inning, they score one run on just the one hit. There was one El Rosa air and nobody left on base. We have played 5.5, 7-0 our score now in favor of Watkins. We're on to the bottom of the sixth coming up in a minute right here on Chasm Radio.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi, everyone. It's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drive to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany, and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're
your dealer. Your smile with healthy teeth makes a first impression. Your teeth are meant to last a lifetime. The team at Albany Family Dentistry can assist you with all your dental needs to keep your teeth and mouth healthy. They offer comprehensive dentistry and advanced services like professional cleaning, dental implants, 3D x-rays, one-visit crowns, bridge work, root canals, teeth whitening, and so much more. Put your dental health in the care of Albany Family Dentistry. For an appointment, phone 1-855-845-8415. Good luck to all the area teams.
All Onto the bottom of the six, it starts with Derek Wiener for El Rosa as Dusty Kramer has delivered three wide ones, now a fourth. And it's a leadoff walk issued to Wiener for to get that inaugural base runner here. As Kramer still going. Randy, but the walk bug has bit him a couple times.
It has bit him a few times today, absolutely. But he's been able to persevere and overcome that.
As first pitch to Matt Schmitz in there for a strike. Randy, if the Saints are going to do anything down at the big dance, this guy's got to heat up. He needs a barrel right here. As Kramer's one strike delivery, off speed missing, evening it up at 1-1. Kramer finished, it was 2 and change in the end of game one, and he's gone the first five here. As Schmitz rolls one right back to Dusty to second for one. Nolan's relay back to first in time. Wow. As it is a beauty 1-6-3 double play. Started by Kramer on the mound and a good turn at second by Nolan.
You bet. Nolan Geislinger ended up doing like a somersault as he got out of the slide of Derek Wiener, but threw a strike over to Thompson and completed the double play.
That was when you're not going good and then you hit one real hard right back to the pitcher and he fields it, like, Matt's got to be looking towards the heavens pretty soon here, thinking, what do I got to do to buy a hit in this thing?
That one was, if it gets by Kramer, it's up the middle.
Yeah, exactly. But Dusty athletic enough to make the play and then turn two on it. So two quick ones as the first pitch to Gavin Campson missing for a ball. Kramer's 1-0 pitch is off the plate for a ball as well. Now 2-0. Gavin on the day, a single and a bounce out. One pitch. Oh, that hits Kramer. Scolded him. Fielded at third by Geislinger. His throw is not in time. Oh. Dusty was pegged by that ball as Campson all over it. Kramer still down on the ground,
that
Randy.
Got him in the right leg somewhere.
That will be black and blue tomorrow. Still laying down.
The injury bug continues to bite the Clippers as Kramer just nailed by that line drive.
Campson just pounding that ball. Looks like about calf area.
Yeah.
He's back to his feet now. We're going to try stretching it out.
Oh, right in the hamstring.
Yeah. Nice round of applause from the crowd here today.
I mean, you could hear that all the way up here, Kirby, just the thunk.
Solid contact and hit it hard enough that Geislinger still had to play almost. Carson off the deflection. I'm sure Dusty's going to try maybe throwing a pitch here. Kevin Kramer has made his way in from center field. If he's maybe next out of the pen. I know Carson Geislinger warmed up. Well, it was a strike right down the middle. Dusty shakes his head. Yes, I don't want to waste any more. So he's going to gut it out. Matt with a big grin on his face as he walks back to the dugout. Those hot shots, Randy, it's try to get out of the way sometimes, but sometimes you got no choice.
Campson picks up his second hit of the day, Kirby.
Solid knock by Gavin. It'll be up to Peyton Winter here with two away. For the Saints in the sixth. Kramer's first offering, missing for a ball.
Look at your three hits on the scoreboard coming from your number 7 hitter and your number 9 hitter.
1-0 the count. 1-0 pitch popped up. Geislinger's got a play. Carson in foul territory makes the catch. Dusty's okay. He's still putting zeros up there. He's got 6 blanks in the El Rosa scoring column. He has no runs. There was 1 hit, no errors. And 1 runner left on base. That puts 6 to bed. 7-0 our score in favor of El Rosa. In favor of Watkins over El Rosa. On to the 7th in 1 minute. We'll actually call it a minute and a half. That's coming up right here on KASM.
Now more than ever, at Albany Mutual Telephone, we understand how important your time is when spending it with friends and family. That's why we are proud to offer our fiber optic internet that provides speeds up to 1 gigabit. That's internet speeds 100 times faster than regular broadband internet. So get ultra-fast internet today, because when it comes to your life, we know that every minute counts. That's the gig life. Albany Mutual Telephone. Technology all the way home. For all your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call. Serving Painesville and the surrounding area, they specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55 northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams.
Broadcasting from the Blattner Company Studio, this is KASM Albany at AM 1150, KDDG Albany FM 105.5 HD2, and KASM Albany at FM 107.7, 24 hours a day.
On to the seventh inning, Randy, and a new St. Hurler.
You bet. Right-hander Will Van Beck comes in from left field. He'll be on the mound. Andrew Weller goes out to left field.
So he'll Weller is in left. Van Beck was playing left. He's going to head to the mound. First pitch, a strike to Kevin Kramer. Next pitch, missing for a ball. Looks like Randy Schamberg's up here, Randy. So you got your guess, last guess of the weekend?
Yep.
You or me, who's going first?
I think you should.
Okay. Each team in the state tournament, as Kramer pounds it on the ground to short. Nice hop for Peter. His throw across in time, 6-3. I think the crowd was a tad lighter today than yesterday. So I am going to say 360.
Wow.
And that's way too high?
I was going to go
360.
367, that was my number. It was already pre-picked.
Okay.
367.
So Randy, I thought I was too high, so maybe I'm in good company here because I'll beat you if
Randy
it's lower.
Schamberg,
than...
Boy, he's being stoic here. He's not really
good,
showing.
Good poker player holds his cards. As Berg looks at a strike, Willie Van Beck's 1-0 pitch or one-strike pitch is missing for a ball. Well, it was way short.
202.
And what was the total for the tourney?
2672.
Wow.
Nice region. 2672.
Pitch in there for a strike to Dan Berg. He's in a hole at 1-2. As Van Beck's 1-2 pitch, that slap to left center and coming on, making the catch is the new guy, Andrew Weller. Ball always finds that new guy, doesn't it, Randy?
It does. Somewhere in that first inning that he's in. Yep, it'll find him.
So two away, Berg hit it hard, but Weller goes over and makes the grab. It'll be Brendan Ashton to the plate. Ashton will check in as he is 1-for-2 on the day. First pitch from Van Beck, missing for a ball. Will gets the ball back from Blaine Fisher and a mischievous look on his face, almost wondering where that one was. It's the next pitch to Ashton, missing low.
Will, the right-handed brother of the left-handed Peyton.
You think they call him that?
I don't know.
Righty Van Beck and lefty Van Beck? Now, when you umped Randy and the ball got back to the pitcher and they gave that kind of grimace,
yeah.
What was your thoughts? Or did that stuff not bug you?
It did bug me.
No?
No.
Got to have a short memory.
Yeah.
2-1 pitch to Ashton is in there for a strike to even it up at 2-2. 2-2 the count. To the Clipper catcher. He didn't think he was going to be today, but he has been. 2-2 pitch hit on the ground, left side, and that'll bleed through. Diving attempt by Winter under the glove of the outstretched Peter, and it's a two-out single for Brendan Ashton, his second hit of the day.
Getting her done. That's Brendan Ashton. He's a gamer.
Man,
you want a guy like him on your team.
Well, and I was just thinking, Randy, if you got a guy like that in the five spot, you got a pretty doggone good top of the order. If he's hitting fifth for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Carter Block to the plate. Clippers very impressive today. And to think doing this whole weekend without the services of Matt Geislinger and Dan Berg, potentially, I mean, they're 9 outs away from going 3-0 this weekend without those two on the mound. As the offering to Block is chopped foul. Nice play by Matt Geislinger.
Yeah, Matt doesn't want to throw that ball.
I don't think throwing's in his future right now.
Flips that underhand to Jackson.
1-1 the count here to Carter Block. Carter 0-for-2 with a walk today. He scored after that walk as that pitch missing outside to move our count to 2-1. 2-1 the count to Carter Block. Clippers 4 in the second, 2 in the fourth, 1 in the sixth. 2-1 pitch hit on the ground to third. Winter has it go off his hip. He now fields. He throws in time. Gosh, these guys are hitting it hard, Randy, if you can knock it down and still throw them out, huh?
Absolutely. Yeah, nice play by Winter.
5-3 on the putout of Block, and that does it for Watkins in the seventh. They score no runs on one hit. There are no errors. Brendan Ashton left on base. We have played 6.5 stretch time in Meyer Grove onto the bottom of the seventh coming up in 1.5 right here on Chasm Radio.
Make the switch and start your new career at Buyer Built Woodworks in Belgrade. Buyer is a family-owned company that offers fantastic benefits. Right now, they're looking for a general laborer, assembler, and night shift truck loader with a $20 starting wage. Buyer Built Woodworks, a millwork distributor in Belgrade, offers health, dental, life, disability, 401k with company match, paid time off, and revenue sharing with a strong, growing company. Apply today at buyerbuilt.com. That's B-A-Y-E-R, buyerbuilt.com.
Also have positions for machine operators, route drivers, and over-the-road drivers.
Your tomorrow is important to Central Minnesota Insurance Agency and Grinnell Mutual. That's why you can trust us to provide you with personalized service and a full range of insurance coverages you can count on. We'll be there when you need us, so you can trust in tomorrow. For all your insurance needs, contact Gary and Ruth Rothstein, Brittany Frank, Donna Coulter, Maggie Haynes, Crystal Lahr, Missy Stanley, and Kayla Cromwell. Your local Grinnell Mutual agents of Central Minnesota Insurance Agency in Painesville at 243-7403. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual.
If you're in the market to buy or sell your home or property, Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty would like to talk with you. They have 14 office locations and 70 agents ready to serve your needs with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluations offered. If you need a strong team to help you buy or sell a property, call Central Minnesota Realty today at 320-420-1295. We're a local family, one company operation, excited to earn your business. Please visit us at centralminnesotarealty.com. That's centralmnrealty.com. Or call Matt Imdick at 320-420-1295.
Bottom seven here in Meyer Grove, the amazing hosts of Region 2022. What did you say the last time was, Randy? 93 here?
For the Saints. Catcher, Blaine.
I know, 91, 93.
Dougie, what was it, 93 they had it here?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. So it's been a while. They said 1980 or something like that too. They had a region.
A little different look to the bracket and to the field in the last 20 some odd years. As on to the seventh again. It's Dustin Kramer back out there for Watkins. Blaine Fisher will lead things off. As Kramer's been brilliant today. His first offering to Fisher missing for a ball. Second one in there for a strike. Dustin, six blanks on the scoreboard. He scattered three hits. We had mentioned the walk bug has bit him, but he's still got the zero in the run column as the 1-1 offering misses the corner, moving our count now to 2-1. 2-1 the count to the catcher. It's Fisher, and then back to the top of the order as Blaine fouls this one away. 2-2 the count. He had a sharp single his last time up, Rensi, but Saints got to get moving here.
Yeah, they do.
Down 7 late as the 2-2 offering from Kramer, off-speed pitch, that's popped up right side. Block wants it at second. He's into the outfield grass. He'll make the catch. Gosh, do you see a lot of soft outs from this guy on the mound, huh?
Blaine Fisher took that one, Kirby. He was up by his eyes.
So yeah.
That was definitely a ball. Kind of giving in to Dustin Kramer there. It's young kids, again, making those decisions to swing at balls. And Kevin Kramer won't do that, though.
You have those opportunities, Randy. Sometimes it just looks so tantalizing, you know. Yeah. That off-speed pitch, you want to smack the heck out of it. As the first pitch, a ball from Kramer to Kiefler. He has not thrown this guy a strike since the first inning.
No.
It was a four-pitch walk in the third and a four-pitch walk in the fifth. So this is eight straight wide ones. As Kramer, there it is. Just got to talk about it, right? It's like the perfect game, basically. Gets one into the zone. 2-1 the count now to the El Rosa leadoff man. Dusty's 2-1 pitch, off speed. That curls in there. 2-2 the count. Now he can't miss, right?
I guess not. No.
Kevin
will get to swing the bat here.
2-2 the count. Watkins looking for that number 2 seed in Region 15C. As Kramer's 2-2. That's high for a ball. Fills it up at 3-2. Will Van Beck on deck. As Kramer rocks and fires the payoff pitch to Kiefler. That's hit on the ground. That's fair. Down the third baseline, past the diving Geislinger. Kiefler will check in at first base. Good hustle in left by Gavin Mathias to get to that ball and keep it to a single.
Kevin picking up the fourth hit for the Saints today. And maybe something going here at the top of the order.
Weird. The leadoff guy was on base four times, Randy. How about
amazing.
That, huh?
Yeah.
One team's leadoff guy is on base four times. The other team's leadoff man is on base three times and has three hits.
Yeah.
Van Beck looks at a strike from Dustin Kramer. One strike the count. The right-hander's one strike pitch. That snaps in there on the off speed. Count now 0-2. 0-2 the count. As that pitch missing to Van Beck. Moves our count to 1-2. As Kramer's 1-2 pitch popped up, fouling out of play.
I mean, Dustin's not doing anything fancy out there, Kirby. He's just throwing strikes and letting his defense make the plays out there, if that is the case.
Kramer set his 1-2. Just missing the top of the zone. How big is it, that realization you get to, Randy, when it's, I'm not, when you kind of that self-awareness that this is how I'm going to be effective in this league, as the 2-2 pitch that's hit on the ground through the left side. Back-to-back singles for the top of the Saints order, as it's back-to-back knocks for Kiefler and Van Beck. But once you get to that point where it's, you know, I'm not going to mow through these guys. I'm not Matt Geisinger. I'm going to try to live on the edges and get that soft contact and let my defense make the work.
Yeah, and I think you have to just tell yourself that's the way it's going to be. I mean, have confidence, more confidence in your defense. And yeah, maybe your catcher who's spotting the ball a little bit for you. Knowing the batters, calling the right pitches at the right time.
First pitch missing for a ball to Jackson Peter. 1-0 pitch, that's sky. This will be an infield fly rule. Kramer will catch it himself anyway. I love when you get an infielder as a pitcher.
I agree.
Because I remember, so Andy Bauer, good buddy of mine, all those years, he didn't want anything to do with any pop-up.
Get away.
Get away. He'd point at it, Bucky, you know, Fatty, somebody go get this. When you get an infielder pitching, they want it all the time.
Yeah, he looks so confident there, no doubt about that.
Well, the soft fly out to Peter Jackson, a rough weekend after Friday. He's got an 0-for again today, as that'll bring Ashton Dingman to the plate with two away. Runners at first and second. Kramer's pitch, swing and a miss from Dingman, evens it up at 1-1.
Dustin Kramer's had these little jams today. Kirby been able to pitch out of them.
As the 1-1 pitch, that is outside for a ball. Now 2-1, that's just it. You know, getting around the fire a little bit. Dancing through the flames. 2-1 pitch to Dingman, chopped foul. 2-2 the count now to the big first baseman.
Yeah, so there he switched speeds. I mean, Dingman way out in front of that, hitting off his front foot again. Chops it foul.
2-2 the count. Kramer a strike away from another goose egg. That pitch hit on the ground, right side. Block fields it, flips it over, and a 4-3 putout retires Ashton Dingman. Dusty Kramer doing it again as he pitches around a couple singles. No runs, two hits. There were no errors, two left on base for El Rosa. 7 in the books, 7-0 our score. I don't have to do play-by-play for an amateur baseball game until next weekend because Randy's taking us home. You'll get the Hall of Famer in a minute on Chasm Radio.
Dairyland Supply in Sauk Center thrives on customer service. Whether you are looking for parts, new or used equipment, or needing service on your own equipment, we do the best we can to get you the right parts and get repairs done in a timely manner. Because we understand the frustration of breakdowns, give Dairyland Supply a call at 800-338-6455 to keep your operation running smoothly. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Day after day, month after month, El Rosa Grain and Feed continues to lead the area as your Hubbard Feed dealer. Hubbard Feeds are the perfect blend for your dairy rations, hog feeds, and chicken feeds. El Rosa Grain and Feed can customize your feed order and also offer delivery right to your farm. Looking to buy or sell your grains? Talk with Tim for the best prices around. El Rosa Grain and Feed, your Hubbard Feed dealer, wishes the best of luck to all the area teams at the Region 15C Baseball Tournament.
Randy Rothstein back with you here at Meyer Grove as we head to the top of the eighth inning, and Carson Geislinger takes a strike call from Will Van Beck and the count at 0-1. 7 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors for Watkins as Geislinger drills this to right field, and Wiener will watch this one go over his head. One hop off the right field fence, and Carson Geislinger into second base with a double. Well, Kirby and I had talked about it. Not a lot hit to right field. Carson definitely, I guess, quenches our thirst for right field hits and gets himself a double. Kirby, there are some defensive changes for El Rosa right now.
Yeah, trying to button them up a little bit right here. As now in that in left field is Jake Walls. Jake Walls is playing left. He is in Kevin Kiefler's spot as Jacob Walls, number 34. Moving to center is Andrew Weller. The new catcher in Fisher's spot is Brandon Railke.
Second baseman and first baseman, too.
At first base, it's Riley Linares. He's in Dingman's spot.
Looks like Ohmscheid over at second.
And then, yes, in for Matt Schmitz is Ryan Ohmscheid, number six.
And then Harf is pinch hitting here for the Clippers, batting for the pitcher, Dustin Kramer. And which one of the brothers is this, Kirby?
This is Colton. Colton Hart.
Colton.
There you go. That's right. Well, yeah, we talked to his mom last Friday.
Okay, you bet. Colton Harf at the plate. The count, 3-0. Carson Geislinger at second. Nobody out. Will Van Beck works from the stretch and his pitch. Harf swings and misses. Strike two in the count, full at 3-2. 7-0. 7-0. Watkins with the lead. Winner of this ball game, number 2 seed. Loser gets number 3 seed. And the pitch, low, ball 4, and Harf's going to draw himself a walk. So first and second, we'll bring number 9 hitter Gavin Mathias to the plate. Mathias so far today, 0-1, couple walks. Top of the 8th inning. Clippers looking for more as Will Van Beck delivers, and Mathias, nice swing and a miss, strike one. Oh, Gavin, his swing and his follow through, he's always got one hand on the bat. He lets that other hand slip off. I've noticed it 3 different times today. This time he keeps both hands on the bat, pops it to second base. Ryan Ohmscheid knocks it over to Jackson Peter, and they get a force out at second. That's a 4-6 force out of Harf. And Mathias now the base runner over at first with Carson Geislinger at third.
Was it hard? Good wood right there, Randy, as Mathias pounding that one up the gut.
So one out and to the top of the order in Nolan Geislinger. Nolan so far today, 3-4. Ball goes off the mitt to Brandon Railke, and on to second goes Mathias. He's got a couple more runners in scoring position out there, does Nolan. Will Van Beck looking down to Railke. The kick, the pitch, and Geislinger will follow that to the backstop. Justin Thompson retrieves that baseball, and the count at 1-1. 1-1 the count. Van Beck has the sign. And the pitch. Here's another base hit by Nolan Geislinger. It's going to score 1. Here comes Mathias to score. And it's 9-0 Watkins. And another RBI single for Nolan Geislinger. Scores 2 here in the 8th inning.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He's got 6 RBIs on the day, Randy. 2 in the single in the second, one on his double in the fourth, 1 on his single in the sixth, and 2 more here. Mm. 6.
6 RBIs for Nolan Geislinger. And Justin Thompson to the plate. Will Van Beck and Thompson drives this one to left field. Coming in is Waltz. Still coming in. Makes the catch for the second out.
Thing was up there. Thompson just getting under that.
That'll bring Kevin Kramer to the plate. Justin Thompson comes back, and we heard his big sigh. 0-5 today after he had a great first game against Richmond, Justin did.
He had a big game against Spring Hill last Sunday, too.
On the mound, it's Van Beck. His pitch to Kevin Kramer. Kevin fouls it to the backstop. And 0-1.
Looking to go to the bean patch with that cut.
The ball's in a strike. Boy, that flag in center field now has just about to become totally quiet. A little bit of a wave to it. Pitch to Kramer. He sends this a long way down the left field line. Wald's giving chase in the corner and makes the catch on the run. That'll do it for the Clippers here in the eighth. They score two runs on two hits. There are no errors and one man left on base. So we played 7.5, 9-0. Watkins with the lead. We're back in a minute here on KASM. We're back in a minute.
Stearns County Baseball in the summertime goes together like Freeport State Bank and you, the customer. Summertime is vacation time with the family, doing home improvements, or just kicking back and relaxing. Need a loan for a recreational vehicle, vacation, home improvements, agricultural needs, home refinancing, or whatever the needs may be? Contact their experienced lending team at Freeport State Bank. Freeport State Bank. Customer service is their priority, with offices in Freeport, New Munich, Melrose, and Greenwald. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. The Greenwald Pub in Greenwald is the place for all your upcoming events, weddings, anniversaries, birthdays, bridal and baby showers, business meetings, and anything else. They will prepare the luncheon or meal to your liking for all events. They also do catering and rent out tables and chairs. For a large or small event, the Greenwald Pub will get it done right for you. Phone 987-3100 and talk to Jeff, or stop in at the pub. Get your events booked for this year and 2023 at the Greenwald Pub. Good luck to all the area teams from the Greenwald Pub.
Bottom of the eighth inning for El Rosa. Derek Wiener. Ryan Omscheid in the on-deck circle. And Dustin Kramer back on the mound. He begins inning number eight. And the strike call to Derek Wiener in 0-1.
He's thrown 9 2/3 now on the day, Randy. And he has not given up a run. Those runs would have been charged to block in the first one.
Sure. Pitch in the dirt and the count, 1-1. 1-1. What's Derek Wiener done today? Been one of the El Rosa Saints that's been able to get on the base. He's reached out at air in the fourth, walked in the sixth. 2-2, the count. Kramer's pitch a little bit low in 3-1. 3-1. Kramer deals. Wiener rips it past Geislinger at short into center field, a base hit.
A solid knock right there by Wiener.
Saints had their leadoff man on in the first. They had their leadoff man on in the third. They had their leadoff man on in the fifth. They had their leadoff man on in the sixth. And they had their leadoff man on in the eighth.
Anything else?
Pinch runner, actually.
Ryan Olmstead?
No, Ryan Olmstead. Well, he's already at the plate. He's at the plate. We got number 25 running over at first base.
Riley Meyer.
Riley Meyer is running, okay. And Olmstead at the plate. Running for Wiener. Olmstead takes a strike called, and 1-1. 1-1. Kramer's pitch, a swing and a miss by Olmstead, strike two. One ball, 2 strikes. Omscheid will follow that to the backstop. The count stays 1-2.
Young Saints getting a chance to play at the old big stage here, Randy. It's a cool opportunity.
Yes, it is. There's a breaking ball that freezes Omscheid at the plate, and Dustin Kramer gets a strikeout here this afternoon. Andrew Weller.
He's in center field. He's going to hit for himself as out of Campson's spot.
Sure. At the plate, and Weller will take a strike called 0-1, and Dustin just keeps throwing strikes, Kerb.
Is that his? I only have 2 strikeouts for Kramer.
Yeah, he has not struck out a lot as Weller chases the high fastball, and he's down in the count 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes. Again, taking the opportunity and let your defense play. And they've done it.
Throw strikes. Yeah. It's funny how how that works for a guy.
Weller follows it to the backstop. The count at 0-2 yet to Andrew. Change up. Hit on the ground past the second baseman block in the right field. Big turn by Meyer at second. Throw back and safe is Riley Meyer. He just got just about back picked by Danny Berg's throw.
What he was doing there, rounding that base that far, thinking that no one was going to be around there because he had Nolan Geisinger right on him. Lucky to stay on base, basically.
So Weller with a base hit. That'll bring Peyton Winter to the plate. Peyton so far today 0-2 with a walk, and he fouls it to the backstop, and 0-1 to Peyton. Well, it's one strike. One out, two on for El Rosa here in the eighth. Change up there by Dustin Kramer, and it's ruled a strike. And 0-2 now to Winter. 9 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors. As Winter, a line drive back to Kramer. Caught He'll that. Throw back to first, and that's a double play. Oh, unbelievable.
Strutting his stuff walking off the mound too, Randy. Yeah. Look at this guy.
Dustin Kramer gets the Saints in the eighth. No runs, 2 hits, no errors, 1 left on. 8 in our books, 9-0 Watkins with the lead. We're back for the ninth in a minute.
If you are driving a vehicle that's dented and banged up, maybe it's time to give it a facelift and head to Leo's Auto Body and Glass in downtown Farming. Leo has been making his customers' vehicles look like showroom new again for many years. Leo's Auto Body and Glass also does glass replacement and chip repair. Stop by today or give Leo and Jolene a call at 597-3730. That's 597-3730. Leo's Auto Body and Glass. Baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie, American staples, and supported by Painesville Farmers Union, a locally owned and operated co-op. Farmers, as we head into the fall, it's a good time to fill up your diesel tanks and LP corn dryer tanks in preparation for the fall harvest. All it takes is a call to the agronomy department, and the experts can come out to your farm and do crop scouting for soybean aphids and other pests. Good luck to all the teams playing in the Region 15C tournament from Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.